fed. Don't yell at me. Or fine, yell at me all you want. You're just being the background of the podcast, Kat.
Yeah. Greetings, Apropos, and buckle up for the sex.
It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts.
Salsa.
And Jenna.
And I'm Raiderly.
Yay!
I jumped all over you, Salsa. You don't get to introduce me.
I'm okay
with
you.
You're his wife. You get to jump all over him.
I mean, to have to?
I'm okay with her jumping all over me.
No, you don't have to.
Uh-huh.
You're just allowed to.
Yes. Legally, contractually, in fact, allowed to. There was paperwork involved. But,
there was
you know.
A contract signed.
It was. There was.
Mm-hmm.
I was there.
I was in the area.
You were, generally. Yeah. You were in the general area.
I was downstairs being directed by your relatives.
Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But
I was there too, by the way.
Were you?
Yeah, for a little while.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's fair. Okay. Fair enough. So, what are we doing today?
We're drinking.
Oh, I like drinking.
That's what we do.
What are we drinking?
I don't know. What are you drinking?
Oh, I am drinking Angry Orchard Hard Cider Baked Apple Pie, and I have not had this one yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to try
it. It's exciting.
Oh. Oh, I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Is it dangerous?
Oh, yeah. Mm. I drove myself tonight because James isn't here like a jerk face, so I'm going to have to be careful with that.
But. Yep. That's, I mean, it's fine. I am drinking a Maiden Walk. Blah, blah. Wow. I haven't even had two sips yet. I'm drinking Maiden Rock, which is a winery and cidery out in Stockholm, Wisconsin. And their Honeycrisp Hard is what I am trying today.
Ooh. Is that the one I had a while back?
Yes.
Or no?
Yes. Okay. That is the one you had 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Okay. And it's delicious. So.
I believe you.
Local and happy. Yay!
Yay!
Local-ish and happy.
Local-ish.
Yeah, close enough to be considered local,
sister
I think.
Sister state.
Yeah.
Whether we want to admit it or not.
Right.
Within an hour's driving, I'd say it's local-ish.
Local-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds like it should also be the name of a cover band or album, but this one from, like, the 50s.
No, local-ish would be like a new metal or grunge.
Huh.
I can see grunge.
I think grunge. See, I think like a Kurt Cobain cover.
Okay, I was getting more like...
I'm the one person that shouldn't be touching you, Kat.
Ha ha.
No, I'm not
here. This is the problem with me being here. As I'm here, so she must be in the vicinity.
I feel like local-ish is like a Hootie and the Blowfish type.
Oh,
that works better.
Yeah. No, that's a really good call.
Yeah, I was thinking more like a folk band sort of thing, or like a 50s,
yeah,
like,
I can see that.
Oh, sure.
You know?
Doo-wop.
Doo-wop.
No.
So, because I could definitely see a local-ish, local-ish.
Ooh. I don't know, it's got like a Third Eye Blind vibe to it.
I think you're right. Local-ish, Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah.
Something along that new wave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sound.
Anyway, no, I agree.
James is, as you may have noticed, because
we
can actually get a word in edgewise, not here. I don't know why.
He's doing fancy theater stuff.
Theatro.
Yeah.
That sounds lovely. We did fancy theater stuff.
We did do fancy theater stuff.
What fancy theater stuff did you do?
Well, yesterday was Father's Day, and for Father's Day...
Happy Father's Day, asshole.
Yes. Mm. Well, I took the children away from him all day, so...
Oh my God, best Father's Day ever.
I know, right?
Right?
Yeah.
So, I had gotten tickets through school for the Into the Woods, the musical at the Guthrie right now.
Oh, yay!
So we went and saw that, because I have a wonderful husband who likes to go see musicals with me, and it brings me joy.
That's awesome.
Oh, backing up a little bit. Hey, Salsa, what are you drinking?
Oh, I've got a new Glarus, Belgian red.
I set that all up for excitement and joy, and you're just not bringing it, man.
I got a new Glarus.
Better. Thank you.
It's the Belgian red, which is honestly my favorite new Glarus. You know, it's not the most popular. It's not like a Moon Man or, you know,
Spotted Cow or
Spotted
whatever.
Cow or any of those.
Way to pull the name that you
knew. I knew a name of a beer.
Yeah. It is their like sour cherry, and it's just it's just the fucking best. Mm-hmm. So good.
Okay, Speaking of good, Into the Woods.
Into the Woods.
Yeah, I was Into the Woods. Tell me about it.
I have not seen Into the Woods in at least 20, 25 years now.
Sure.
I know it. It's just been a long time.
And I've never actually seen a staged production of it, which feels like a lack on my part as a theater teacher.
I was about to say, you do high school theater, right?
I do high school theater. I've somehow managed to, like, skate my way through my whole career, just not, like, bouncing from place to place where they just did it, or they did it right after I left. Mm-hmm. And so we've just never had the opportunity, of seeing it on stage before.
All right.
I've only ever seen the newest, latest version on Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure.
Which I haven't seen that version at all.
Mm-hmm.
The version I'm familiar with is the Bernadette Peters staged recording.
Yes.
Which is phenomenal.
It is.
Because it's Bernadette Peters.
Yeah.
But that also meant, like, whenever the witch was on stage, I was always like, elbowing her and going, now this song, but Bernadette Peters.
Yes.
Like, don't get me wrong. Yeah. The woman who did The Witch was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not trying to take anything away from her.
Sure.
But when, like, she's belting out It's the Last Midnight, I'm just like, okay, now picture Bernadette Peters singing this.
It was good quality, but yes, I now need to see the Bernadette Peters one, yeah. I guess. But I enjoyed it because one of the MacGuffins of the story is there's a cow, like a milky white cow, and normally the cow is just like some sort of ridiculous contraption made out of like boxes or old tin cans or something like that looks ridiculous.
Or for a high production, they'll get like a sculpture of a cow and put it on wheels or something like that. Yeah.
Like, it's usually like, but it's something that is, you know, a faked thing that you pull around the stage on a wheel.
It's an obviously not real cow.
Yeah. Yes. But for the Guthrie's production, they had an actor playing the cow who rode around on a tricycle. And so this actor doubled as Cinderella's prince as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And let me tell you, for a non-speaking role of the cow, he damn well stole the show.
Yeah,
I believe this. It was
brilliant because it gave the cow agency.
Mm-hmm. Sure,
you know, it wasn't just something that had to be moved around; it could move itself. But it also the whole like putting him on a tricycle. For some reason, like, I still... But it meant he wasn't walking, I guess. And so it...
Well, it also means you could pull him.
Yeah.
And, like, they had a rope attached at one point. And it made it a little more childlike and whimsical, which is nice. Yep. Which is kind of in the feeling of what the cow usually is. It's kind of just that, like, whimsicalness of, like, you know it's a stage show and it's that fourth wall funness of... You're just like, oh, that's how they did it. Fun. Okay.
Yeah. No, it was... But, like, it gave... The cow, like, they'd be talking about the cow at points, and the cow could, like, give them side eye, you know?
Which was so good.
It was delicious. It was really, really good.
And he also just, he milked everything. Yes, pun. His death was just beautiful. And then as the prince, he was also very fun. Like, he really did a nice job differentiating the characters, but, like... bringing a lot of energy to the stage.
Sure.
But, yeah, so that was my favorite part, was the cow. Which I never said I'd say about Into the Woods.
Into the Woods, when there's so much other deliciousness that happens in that musical.
Mm-hmm.
But, like I was saying, it's been 20, 25 years since I've seen it. And so I remember that it gets dark in the second act, but I forgot... How dark?
Oh, God.
It got in the second act. Like, things would happen, I'd be like, oh, yeah. Oh, no.
That's right. There's a body count.
Yeah. No, that's exactly it. Yeah. The first half is...
Spoilers!
The first half is whimsy and fairy tales. And the second half has a body count. It's like, it is two different plays. And the couple people sitting near us...
So funny.
The second part goes Grim Anderson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like it.
But it like, you know, the first half gets done, And they're like, it's intermission time. And a couple people around us were like, well, that was enjoyable. Let's go. And the people they were with were like, no, that was...
That was the first part.
That was just half of it.
like there's more.
now we get into it.
Yeah.
You've met the characters now. Really, we just got done with the exposition. Sorry. Yep.
I mean, for some of them, maybe that was the time to leave.
Yeah, maybe.
But it is. They really make it feel like they've wrapped everything up. You know, everything in his nice little bow. And so, the show is over. No.
No.
But so that was a quite enjoyable evening together. Yes. Yeah. Seeing musical theater and
theatre.
Yeah.
Some recognizable names in the actors.
Okay.
A few local people. I popped open the program and on the inside cover, they had this little talking about, you know, Into the Woods. Is this common?
Everyone does it, basically.
Everybody, you know, there were like pictures that had been sent in by local actors of them when they were in high school doing Into the Woods.
And there was
a couple names in there that was just like, I know that. But like there was like Denzel Bellin had one in there. And it was just like, oh, I know that guy.
Right?
He's here.
He's a sweetheart.
He's a really nice guy. And he's here in my program at the Guthrie. Cool.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. Oh, that's awesome. I want to see. Did you bring a program home?
It's in with my other programs.
I want to take a look at that when we hit break.
But when we went and saw Merrily We Roll Along at Theater La Tida a few months back, and there was an actress in here that was also in that one. So, you know, just kind of like, oh, I recognize people from the local acting scene that are in here. So
very cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah. And they did a very nice job with the costumes were fun, and it was a very, it was a good, fun musical romp, as it should be for a summer musical, you know.
Oh, yeah, the witch costume change was great.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Not spoilers, but yeah, she's got a good costume. That's different.
Spoilers.
That's different than I would have expected.
Okay.
For a witch.
Mm-hmm.
So, which I loved.
Nice.
Very nice. And Cinderella's dress was the floofiest, gorgeous thing ever.
It's so fluffy.
It's so fluffy. And yeah, but that was, I don't know, that was our weekend, kind of. We did
more
things.
Or less. Yeah
What else did we do this weekend? I'm drawing a blank.
Well, I mean,
you can talk about anything you've been doing. This is your time.
I did a craft fair thing, which was good. Yeah, my pandemic hobby was crocheting, like my life depended on it, apparently. I made a lot of blankets and scarves and other things and experimented with some things
and hats and all sorts
funky shawls and but it just got to the point where like I have too many things.
Right.
I'm going to craft fair these things, but not in like a huge craft fair.
Craft fair.
Yeah. And Salsa has some wood turning stuff, so we went and just, you know, tried to sell the things that we don't actually need that we have made. And
beautiful.
Right?
Lovely.
In a way that is not too much work on our end for, you know, upkeep of like a shop or, you know, like we're not at the point of life where I want to be doing craft fairs every weekend. But, you know, or having to make that much product. But I would like to get rid of the really cool 10 scarves I have left.
Sure.
You don't know anything like that, Jenna, right?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Don't get me started on that.
Okay. I won't get you started on it.
We'll talk during break.
But, so, and I just finished school. Yeah, that was the other thing. Like, Friday was my last day of school.
School's
for the season.
For summer.
Thank God. My school gets out later than everyone else.
I was about to say, this is pretty late.
Yeah.
For what I remember, anyway.
We tacked on 10 days during the time when testing was all the rage, and they're like, we're going to add 10 more days around test time so that you have more time to prepare for the test.
No.
And then Will were like, well, if we're going to be teaching 10 more days, you need to pay us more for 10 more days.
Right.
And now we're like, hey, you know those 10 days you added on that didn't actually do anything because more time doesn't actually necessarily equal better grades. It's like how you teach it.
Right.
Could we go back to not having 10 more days than everyone else in the universe?
Right.
And they're like, well, yeah, but we'll have to pay you less then. And they're like, see about that.
That's not how that works.
Yeah. But yeah. I'm like, I'm still teaching the same amount of curriculum. And everywhere else in the state pretty much pays a similar wage and they have fewer days they have to teach. So right. My incentive to stay is not actually all that high.
Right.
So you could take off those days and still pay me.
Yeah.
So
I agree entirely.
Right. But all the fun stuff. Mm-hmm. But it meant that this morning I stayed up very late last night reading a book.
Nice.
Which is like tradition at this point. You're like, oh, 3 a.m. I like you.
Yep.
And then didn't get up too late and sat and had coffee and read my book this morning on my deck. And it was beautiful.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Right? And I was like, I don't have to do anything right now. I have no obligations on my time other than keep my children alive. Hooray.
Yay.
Right?
And they're pretty good at that themselves.
They've gotten to the right age where you don't have to watch them every 5 minutes.
Yeah, you just kind of need to touch base with them like 2 or 3 times a day.
Hey, buddy, you going to spend the entire day doing that or are you going to go outside?
You just need to make sure that they have like food.
Mm-hmm. Did you drink water yet today?
Yeah.
Chucking random snacks at them running away.
Sounds about right. That's about what I did today. I made mac and cheese. I was like, here's some Kraft mac and cheese.
Just like they're zoo animals. You're just leaving a bale of hay in there for their bedding.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
No, cat. You cannot be on me.
No. Nope.
You can be on me. That's cute, but no, don't do that.
Sorry.
I'm allergic to you.
She must be near me. That is
at all times.
At all times. It makes being in bed very entertaining. Yes, certainly. And then I started the big project for the summer for me is going to be painting cabinets for our kitchen.
Yes.
Because our kitchen is quite wonderfully sound, it is
a lovely structure.
Yep. It all works
well laid out.
We've already done a bunch of kitchen remodeling, if you will,
but
this summer.
It's 90s-tastic, and the wood is all original to the 60s when the house was built.
Ooh.
And is in desperate need of some just freshening up. So Asher actually unscrewed all the cabinets for me today.
Really?
So, yes, he had a grand time doing that. And it was wonderful watching him like evolve from Mama, how do I do this? To Mama, hold this. To figuring out how to prop up the corner of the door with a wipes bottle himself, so he didn't need me anymore.
Yep.
So like he just, I watched him progress through it, and I was like, oh, look at that evolution of thinking. I love it.
soon he won't need you at all.
Yeah. We just realized today, like,
bittersweet.
10 years. 10 years.
You've been...
Well, until he graduates, and then, like, we can make other plans. We don't have to, like... We maybe, like, could move somewhere else.
10 years until he's legally responsible for himself. Yeah.
Until he graduates from high school, and then we have more options to, like, make other choices, maybe.
Yeah. It is... I mean, yes.
Yes.
You don't stop. You don't hit that point and be like, fuck you!
Mm-hmm.
Like, That's not how parenting should work.
Should.
Oh. But anyway.
So I have no intention of, kicking them to the curb at 18. But I will say that whatever they're choosing to do with their lives after high school, I will be marginally less responsible for it.
Right.
And
exactly.
So Zals and I could, like, potentially go live in Ireland for a year, because because he can work from anywhere. And
all right, when you guys figure that out, let me know.
Yeah,
because I want to come over and podcast.
That's going to be a hell of a commute. James is going to have to drive a long time.
Yeah, he'll be in Scotland.
He'll
at
have
that
to get
point,
his
I'm sure.
Pilot. No, he'll
sure.
have to get his pilot's license so he can fly you over.
I don't like flying. Like, once I hit Ireland, that's where I'm at.
You're just done. I'm done. You're staying there?
Yeah, it is a one-way trip. I'm going to find out that my house doesn't exist. Don't care. Not coming back. Yep. Once I get there, that's it.
Yeah.
Jenna's just living with the fairies now.
Eh, I kind of do that anyway.
Again, this doesn't sound unreasonable.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Yeah.
But we are...
It was funny because we had talked about it very briefly. And then I pulled my phone out of my pocket and opened a browser. And the very first, you know how it's got like news articles that pop up on here?
The 90,000
for if you move to Ireland. And I was just like, God damn you, phone.
I know.
Like, thank you for listening, I guess.
Yeah. Taunting me. Mm-hmm. Taunting me.
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, now it's like, more information is you have to refab one of the homes that's there.
Sure.
Too. Yeah. I was like, I would work on a house for a year while you worked remotely.
Yeah.
Well, it also said, like, owning property there doesn't guarantee that you can be a resident there. And I was just like, okay, so,
What, you want me to be an American landlord? Have you met those people?
Right?
Fucking what?
Yeah. I'm not comfortable with that.
They were basically like, yes, come live with us, but let's just, pump the brakes, let's...
Can we just
make
talk
sure
about
that we...
the history of Ireland of people outside of their country owning their land, being landlords, has not gone well in history, so maybe not that.
There's about 15 different things wrong with that scenario.
Yep. But
let's go over the checklist.
Right?
Meanwhile, Scotland is like, buy some land, become a laird.
I am a Scottish laird.
I know you are.
Look at you.
I have an entire square foot of reservation.
Hey, do you have you registered your...
I have a square foot in Isla.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, Laphroaig does a Friends of Laphroaig thing, where if you buy a bottle of Laphroaig, you get a little voucher to own a little plot of land in Isla.
And you can go visit.
I got the wrong damn square foot.
Yeah. And you can go, you can go visit. If you ever go to the Laphroaig distillery, you can, they have a little room with like mud waders. So you can go out into the peat flats and find your square foot
and be like, I own that.
Right.
Yep.
People have like put little flags out there. Our friends just got back from Scotland. So that's where we found out about this. But like, apparently someone had like put little like fairy house things on their little.
See, I actually thought about going, cause with the way I did the Highland titles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the Glencoe Woods, which is different than Glencoe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Legally distinct.
Yes. No, not
the same.
Not. Mm-hmm.
But, Glencoe Woods, is where, but yeah, you can go out there and visit it and put some, and I actually thought about like a little, just little baby fairy hut type thing.
It'd be so fun.
It'd be adorable.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, this is my house.
Yes.
In Scotland.
Yes.
See?
And I would make it so that it could help wildlife, too. And be big enough for wildlife, whatever, because it's on a reservation.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Scotland's like, sure, buy up some land, whatever.
You're giving us money? Great. That's what we need.
Yeah. So.
But.
Anyway. Yeah. So, possibly moving to Ireland in 10 years. Let's talk.
We talk a lot about being expats at some point, or like in the future, retirement.
Joe and I have also talked about expatting Ireland in the future.
Yeah.
Well, it goes back and forth between Ireland and Scotland. Like, it's going to be one of those. But which one?
I mean, we don't have to limit ourselves. I'm just saying. There's also other places we can go to visit. But
both of us speak German. You know, we could go to any of the central countries there.
I only have a smattering of French. I got to go somewhere where I might have a hope of understanding even if it does have a very, very thick brogue.
Yeah, a brogue that you can eat oatmeal with. Yeah.
But I have to have that chance.
Sorry. A brogue you can eat oatmeal with.
It's real thick.
The spoon stands up in it.
Yeah,
huh?
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. never heard quite that sort of phrase before, well, and I just needed to revel in it for a second.
Fairly confident this may be a new one, but...
but I would say it'd be porridge, my love.
It's no, you're 100% gruel.
No, no, gruel. No one eats gruel.
Porridge. England. Okay, in England, it would be gruel.
Yeah, but they're in Scotland. I know, they eat porridge.
Oh, God.
Every day.
Oh, God.
We are not starting this war.
And a wee dram with your porridge.
There was, I'm a part of a Facebook group, which is people incorrectly correcting other people, which is so good.
That sounds delightful.
One of the things was...
So how many times have our podcast been pinged in there? Because it's got to be...
It's like memes and screen cap type stuff primarily. But I wouldn't be surprised if we show up eventually. Somebody types it out.
Just a transcript, yeah.
Yeah. Somebody was like, blah, 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 British, blah, 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 blah. And somebody else is like, you mean Scottish? And they're like, it's not the same thing, but Scottish is a part of the British Isle. And then, like, a Scottish person was like, but we don't refer to ourselves as British.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, you're wrong. And he's like... But I'm Scottish. So, yeah. Just one of those giant back and forth things.
You don't have to be right. It's okay to say, oops.
It kind of reminds me of the story that Adam with Mythbusters tells, where he was like, they had my birthday wrong on Wikipedia. So I went and I corrected my birthday on Wikipedia, and they changed it back. And I was like, no, this is my birthday. And they were like, it didn't have citations. And he goes, it's me.
Citation.
I'm the citation.
The person that was born.
I am the citation. It's my birthday.
I like where you're going here, Wikipedia, but also...
Right, I mean, it's good to verify. Trust but verify, I guess? I don't know.
This is
like...
lawful evil at its best, though.
Absolutely.
But, yeah. So, fun times. Yep. Had by all. I don't know.
We didn't have kids last week.
Yeah, they went to overnight camp.
At all?
Oh, and it was glorious.
Shit, you guys.
Right? I went to work, so like it wasn't as glorious as it could have been, but it was amazing. The kids were away from us for 5 nights in a row.
Mm.
And they thrived. They loved it.
Yeah, fantastic.
Awesome.
The nurse, when I picked up their meds, was like, oh, your kids are so wonderful. Thank you. And I was like, oh my God, thank goodness. They
Oh, thank God.
I was just, because I had been kind of waiting for the call all week. And it never came. Hooray.
Yeah.
So, yes, they loved it. They're like, when can we go back? We went to go back now.
Yep.
I was like, yes.
Do they have more camps planned for the summer?
So many camps.
So many camps. They have a different camp every week.
Almost.
Goodness.
Because Mama did a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. No, you absolutely stacked that up.
Mm-hmm.
It was real good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. So they had this overnight camp. This was Y camp. And then, like, next week they're doing...
They're doing a Minneapolis school or Minneapolis Parks and Rec camp.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they'll be doing a...
Then they're doing the other Y camp, the Y day camp.
Okay.
And then the week after that, we're all going up near the Boundary Waters. And then the week after that, they're doing Minecraft camp.
Oh, my God.
And musical theater camp.
And musical theater camp. Yes, because... And then, like, the week after that, they're at another day camp that also has, like, one overnight. And then, like, then they're doing the Boy Scout camp.
Which is, it's at the Boy Scouts place, but it's really, they're going to go do archery and climbing walls and outside stuff. So.
And then school starts again. Like, so they've got the summer just stacked with different camps.
Is their uncle going to be at that particular Boy Scout camp?
No.
No.
No. Their uncle does not want to do anything with that particular Boy Scout camp. All he has his own Boy Scout camp. He'll be at probably the same time, frankly.
All right. So. I was just like, well, that'd be fun. Like, right? Going in for a sandwich.
Yeah.
Like,
no, apparently, though, Sko has told us that he is kind of a legend amongst the boys because, like, so Scott is a cook for his Boy Scout camp. And he's not there because he loves children, but because he likes what he does and it's a good time.
It's the camp he went to when he was younger and
he doesn't hate kids.
He's giving back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But apparently it's like the boys almost have like a, how long can you be in the kitchen before Scott noses you and yells at you? And he's like, get out of my kitchen! And the kid's just like...
I'm sure he's like, hey, get out of my kitchen! Uh-huh. Like, threatening, but not threatening, but kind of threatening.
Yeah, the kids love him, apparently. And he's like, why? I'm like, because you are like...
He's a big, fuzzy, grumpy teddy bear.
Right? And he's like, they're fascinated by you. You keep, like... You yell at them, but you also feed them. And those are two opposing, forces in their lives right now. They're like, but you give me food, and I am a growing boy, and all I want is food. But you also yell at me to get out of your kitchen, and I'm scared of you, but also intrigued, and I need to know more.
There's also that mystique, because he doesn't do any of the other counselor things. Yeah. He doesn't take him canoeing. He doesn't take him singing around the campfire or teaching him,
I don't know if that's true, but...
He doesn't do that. Stuff. He's not like a counselor. He doesn't. They're not interacting with him. They're not getting to know him. He's just the guy in the kitchen.
Sure.
You know, which is already has a little air of mystery.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, though, lots of camps, lots of fun things planned for the summer because I know myself and my children that if we are stuck together all summer, through murder will take place. So that is why I work.
We are a family of doers.
I mean, this is true.
Yeah. But, I don't know. So that's my life right now is I just got done with school. We flew kites the last week of school. We made kites and then we flew them, which can I tell you, my favorite thing is watching all the kids who are like super cool because they're 15, 16 years old and they're like, I'm too cool for this, whatever. And then they have like the secret smile on their faces when they're flying a kite outside. Mm-hmm. They're like, okay, this is actually kind of fun. Or then they just let go and they just run around with their kite flying behind them. And it is just pure joy. And which, you know, for a 16-year-old is hard to come by some days. So it's just like the idea of like watching, you know, something that just viscerally makes you happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I don't know if anyone else remembers being 15 or 16, but very little makes you happy. For real, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's all them hormones that really kind of mess with the entire system overall.
Which, you know, you think that makes you happy when you're 15 and 16, but it doesn't actually make you happy, and it just creates more drama, right?
Yeah.
And then the world is ending, and your life is over. Why are people so mean to me? I'm like, well... Or my teachers hate me. They don't. I promise you.
I feel like going through puberty makes you paranoid. And we just haven't really isolated that and how to...
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's also... Work with that. It's like your own body is gaslighting you.
There's that, yeah.
Because you can't trust your own thoughts and feelings because they're all over the fucking place.
Or your own limbs, depending on how much you grew over the summer.
Oh my God.
Yes. that desk wasn't there before. It just leapt at me, I swear.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't mean to put the chair down that way.
Yeah.
I thought the chair was closer to my butt when I sat down.
So these steps moved.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yep. Exactly that.
Yeah.
And then you're just always fucking hungry.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, some things never change.
No. But I don't know. Jenna, how have you been? What have you been up to?
Oh, what have I been up to? I have so many small, ridiculous stories. Yesterday, I was looking at early morning coffee, looking at Freelist, and somebody had a shelf freelisted, like a curb thing. Come get it, and there was a bunch of stuff, and one of them was a shelf, and it's a very specific IKEA shelf. With some very specific cabinet drawer things, like a very, like measurements, everything, the exact same thing that I've been thinking about getting for months. And it's just sitting on a curb five blocks away from me. And I'm like, and the thing is, like, I think I talked about this where my shoulder's been cranky for a while. And I was like, worth it.
Yeah.
So, this is why I have a Honda Pilot. I drove over five blocks and I pull up and I, look at it to make sure it's not like shitty or anything.
Moldy great. Or anything like
it
that.
It isn't. Yep. Not perfect, but damn near perfect condition. And, I'm like, well, I guess this is coming home with me. So I go lie down the seats and open up the door. And, this guy comes over. I'm going to say somewhere between 22 to 25-ish is my guess. And he's like, hello. And I'm like, hey, are you the person that put the curbside free listing up? And he was like, oh, no, I thought maybe you were, like, moving in or something.
Mm.
And I was like, no, the people just moved out, actually, and just left this stuff. So if you want something, like, but not this shelf.
This is mine.
This shelf is mine. And it was like, oh,
don't well, touch it. I peed on it.
He was like, would you like some help with it? And I was like, sure. As long as you're here and willing, I'm not going to negate that. And my shoulder went, oh, thank God.
Hmm.
And so, yeah, helped me get it into the car. And I was like, thank you so much. And it's like, so I don't know if you're into younger dudes. And I went, oh, sweet pea.
That's so sweet, though.
Honey, sweet pea.
That's a great opening line.
I admire.
No, it was, he was very class.
The confidence
for
there
everything he was doing.
It was really nice.
Yeah, no, he was like, I don't know if you're into younger dudes. I'm like, I have a boyfriend. He was like, I wasn't sure, and I'm not trying to interrupt, but you're very pretty. Your hair is gorgeous. And, like, my hair is, like, what I have right now, mm-hmm. which is basically just pulled back and maybe brushed. I'm not even sure.
Like, overrated.
Yeah. But I just had to check. And I was like, thank you. I'm like, yeah, I'm taken. Also, you're, like, almost my daughter's age. So, like, that's a little awkward. But you're very pretty, too. Just nope.
You are aesthetically pleasing, sir.
And I am sure when he is done baking, he will be very lovely, but he is not done baking
sure.
yet,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like,
nope.
One of those. Because he did. Like, he had those facial features that you were like, oh, yeah, you get a little character in those eyes, and that is just going to just kill everyone. Like, very pretty. But, yeah, I'm like, nope. He was like, well, I was glad I could help. And I'm like, yay, thank you. And then I drove off and got back home. And that was basically the first half an hour of my day on Sunday. I'm like, I get back. And Joe had spent the night. And I left before he woke up. And I just sent him a text message. Like, I'll be back in a bit. Got to go do a thing real quick. And I pull up and there's Joe smoking on my front steps. like just sleepy Joe, like just woke up sleepy Joe smoking on the front steps.
Hmm.
And I pull up and I'm like, hey, he's like, hi. What? I'm like, I got that shelf I've been talking about for months. Also, I got hit on by young kids. So, you know, keeping up that MILF status.
Mm.
And, yeah, he was like, congratulations. I'm like, sure.
He's
like,
he knows what he's got.
Yeah, and he was like, you do have that ass. And I was like, I do have that ass.
Mm-hmm. You
well,
do.
I do have that ass.
Mm-hmm.
But credit to the kid. He did not compliment my ass at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, very class. Did not feel threatened.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, chill.
It's the exact accepting. Kind of, like, hit on that I would like.
That's how right? you do it.
That's how you do it.
When somebody says no, you go, cool. And then you fuck off.
Mm-hmm. Like, you say, I think that you are an attractive person and I find you intriguing and I would like to get to know you more if you are comfortable with that. That sounds amazing.
Right.
Why can't that just be the norm? Please?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be the dream?
Oh,
it
my
is,
God.
Actually.
Really the fuck is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like that's kind of my fun highlight story of the past couple of weeks.
I love it.
The other, I guess, big news, because I don't think I've talked about it specifically on the podcast, Joe is going to be moving in with me proper.
I think you did mention it. Either that or you told just James and me.
I may have told just you guys. He, or I may have told the podcast, I'm not sure, but he passed the background check.
Oh, nice.
So it's nice to know that my boyfriend of almost 6 years isn't a felon.
Yep. That's,
there's no warrant out for his arrest that the background check could find. Nothing shady. in that area.
That's so nice, though.
Right? A little validation. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
He's not a felon. At least not with this persona.
Well, I mean, he's not wanted for anything in this state.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Not under this name.
Not under this name. I've met his family. This is his name. All bajillion of them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, like, that's kind of the biggest news, is he passed the background check, and we haven't signed the lease yet because my landlord's printer is broken. And he was like, yeah, I got an old printer and I'm having problems with the drivers. And I was like, I kind of guessed as soon as you said you couldn't get your printer to work that it was a driver issue. Like, that's just how printers
work.
But
also just
hearing
what we've heard about your landlord, I'm not worried.
I'm not worried either. Yeah. He's like, you're in. Yeah. Just, you know, paperwork.
Yeah.
Your
landlord seems pretty cool.
He is.
I need to go yell at our son for a little bit. He's trying to change the Nintendo password.
Oh.
And I just got the email about it. I will presume good intentions of that it was an accident and he didn't know what was going on. But, yeah.
Off you go.
I'll be back. You two have fun. Right.
Okay.
Parenthood.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-bum.
Bam.
So yeah, like that's what we have left for the legalities of it is just signing the new lease so that we're both responsible for a shared residence, which is, but yeah. And then he's going to be moving in beginning of August. He's doing an overlap month in August. Mm-hmm. So like, he'll have at least both
a month to be able to move in. Yeah, that's nice. That's really nice.
And we got, like, some of his stuff is going to have to get, like, free-listed or marketplace or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah. It's, so the next couple of months, in amongst doing Convergence and Fringe and Renfest prep, I also have to make sure that there's space in my house for my boyfriend to move in. I had a friend message me earlier today and they're like, hey, you want to get coffee sometime? And I was like, I mean,
I can pencil you in for October.
November, actually, because October is the horror festival.
Sure. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
I picked a random, ridiculous month.
And it's still too soon, Salsa. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've literally, like, it's like summer's happening and people are like, oh, I want to go out and hang out with people. And I haven't seen Jenna in a while and like all of this stuff. And I'm like, y'all, you've got from November to like May if you're lucky.
If you want to hang out with me, I need 6 months notice.
Yeah. I need less notice in the wintertime because I'm not doing as much because I'm a freeze baby and I don't want to go out there. If you want to come over, like, we can have a conversation. But, like, yeah, I don't... Mm-hmm. Once we hit about May, I'm just done.
Yep.
Until November.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all you get. So, yeah, I've got, like, all these people coming out of the woodwork now and I'm like, I made a Facebook post 3 months ago.
Yep. That was your chance.
That was it. Could have booked your time, but now. So, yeah. And it's, I was talking with a friend the other day about it. And he was like, so what's your biggest concern? I'm like, I don't really have huge concerns. I think anything that comes up is going to be like matters of difference in our like neurotic tendencies.
Sure.
Right? Because we're both clean freaks. Which sounds like it should work, but people can be clean freaks in different areas.
Yeah.
So yeah, like that was the thing. I was like, but I mean, we've already had conversations on how to organize the fridge. So I think we've been having a lot of those conversations. And this friend of ours, this mutual friend of ours is just looking at me like, what? I'm like, well, yeah, like, Do you keep the beer on the bottom shelf? Do you keep it in the crisper drawer? Are you keeping other things in the crisper drawer?
Does the milk go in the door or at the bottom shelf?
Does it go in the door, like, or at the top shelf?
Or at the top shelf,
At the top shelf, because if you got the space, it's a good place for it. Also, does your beer go horizontally or vertically?
Mm-hmm.
If it go, like, do you do a vertical and do a little cutout, or do you just lay it flat and open everything? Like, these are important questions. And he's just like, what? And I'm like, this is why Joe and I are living together, because these are the things we think about.
Well, this is not a thing that I think about, but I'm married. We have a refrigerator that we both stock with stuff. That's a conversation that happens in couples.
Right. Joe and I are having these conversations now.
Right.
Is what I'm saying.
The fact that your friend was looking at you confusedly.
Like, what?
They're not in a relationship, are they?
They're divorced. So,
there you go. Yeah. There you go. They didn't talk about the fridge.
Probably blame his partner more than him. But anyway, sidestepping that. I don't think any of them listen to this. Awkward. Not that anybody
right now they're
knows
sitting there with a
friend.
Cup of coffee listening and going, hey!
Actually, I think, because I think I've been vague enough throughout the entire thing, if that particular mutual friend happened to be listening, which I don't even think he is, like, I'm sure he'd be like, no, that's right. And just, like, move on. So all of that moving in stuff and just figuring out, we were measuring space at one point and trying to figure out where everything is going to go. And that's just going to be my next few months while I'm also doing Convergence and Fringe and Renaissance Festival and preparing for Horror Festival. Because we have a fundraiser coming up in the middle of September. So, like, I'm just...
And hell, throw and give to the max there while you're at it.
I will say, Horror Festival doesn't push give to the max as hard.
Okay.
Because we just finished Horror Festival.
It's close enough, yeah.
It seems a little on top of it.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
Although, I don't want to downplay it at all. Our give to the max money, anything we raise for that, goes directly towards our BIPOC scholarships.
Okay.
So we do still like post about it, but no, a bunch of people just spent hundreds of dollars to see our shows.
Sure.
It seems rude to be pushy about it 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
So,
hi, yay, I'm back, by the way. Yay, parenting.
Yay. Mm-hmm. So, did you find out if it was, or are we just not going to talk about it?
Oh, no. He was trying to buy a Mario game.
Mm.
And we talked about it. And I said, did you think to ask? Because I'm actually really fine with buying you another Mario game, you know?
But you got to have this conversation.
Right?
Right.
And I said, you know, it's Monday. If you are good and you listen and you are, you know, you do your chores and you have a good week, on Friday, I will buy you the game.
Right.
But tonight, because you
did
do it the right way, now lose the Switch for the rest of the night and you need to go to bed now. And he said no. And he threw a fit.
Oh.
And I said, well, then I guess you're not getting the game.
Oh.
And he's very bad about that.
Right. At least Jessa took it with grace.
We have been trying to teach him to take it with grace.
He started it really well. It started off really well, and he didn't want to tell me the truth, but he eventually did. And I told him I was very proud of him for telling me the truth and happy with him for that.
It's very important.
Yes. But, yeah. That was... So, he just stomped up to bed. So, it is...
Oh,
yeah, parenting, right? But
yes.
So, I guess I don't have to budget to buy a Mario game on Friday.
Mm-hmm. What you missed, I just finished talking about Joe moving in and all of our figuring out all of our idiosyncrasies and our neuroticies and how we're gonna smoosh everything together.
It's gonna be amazing.
But the one story I haven't talked about yet is my mom's stuff. And I know you're familiar with it, but because Joe is moving in, I need to make room.
Yeah.
And I still have my mom's stuff from like almost 2 years ago.
It's a lot of literal baggage.
A lot of literal baggage. And, like, I've had it in my mind, like, I've wanted to go through all of her stuff and try to figure out what's worth stuff and mm-hmm. what I should just give and what's donatable.
Yeah.
Handmade, homemade things, it's harder to donate.
Yeah.
Which is annoying because there's a lot of hats and scarves
mm-hmm.
in this stack of stuff. 53 hats.
And it's a lot of hats.
Of a specific style.
Yeah.
That's not including all of the other hats
yeah.
of different styles. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot. There's literally, like, if I could sell everything craft show style,
mm-hmm.
Like we touched on earlier.
Yes.
Literal thousands of dollars worth of stuff.
Yeah.
I have not, like, I sorted through a bunch of the crafts, but I just couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
After a point, I was like, well, and I'm spent.
Yep.
And now it's just sitting in a corner of my basement.
Yep. And not doing anyone any good.
Not doing anyone any good. Taking up space mm-hmm. that could be used for other things. So.
Like a Joe.
Like a Joe! exactly. So yeah, I put out to my crafting group.
Mm-hmm.
Ritterly might be part of my crafting group.
Totally am.
hey, can someone come help me with this? And, my friend Amy, has connections with some other crafting groups in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And there is specifically, there is a craft swap function that happens in a specific venue, like a few times a year.
Okay.
And so she contacted them and was like, hey, I have a lot of stuff for a craft swap. Are you guys going to be doing that again soon? Do you have space to hold on to some stuff until that happens?
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, we have so much space.
Oh.
That
is never the answer you expect.
That's never the answer you expect, right?
Okay. No,
but because it's the venue that hosts it, and it's in one of those kind of like industrial-esque type, mm-hmm. Business industrial kind mm-hmm. of smushy thing. They're like, yeah, we have so much space.
Oh,
we'll take everything.
Phenomenal.
So yeah, this Sunday, I am finally going to get rid of my mother's baggage.
Yay! Hallelujah!
So yeah, I am still a little sad that I couldn't, like, sell any of it.
Yes, because that would have been a lovely little, like, moneymaker.
I mean, I inherited nothing from my mom,
yeah.
and I have been taking care of her child for many, many years.
Yep.
And it would have been nice
yeah.
to have gotten anything for that.
Yes.
But at this point, it's too much, not just, it's emotionally taxing, and mm-hmm. mental load is too heavy.
Yeah.
It's just that combination that I'm
yep.
like, no, now I'm starting to sink down in it to
yeah.
debt of a different kind. And
right.
That's not mm-hmm. helpful.
Nope.
So.
And it's okay to just let, yeah. You're yeah. like, we will let this go. And
yeah.
you have zero guilt to need to feel about it.
I mean, yeah. I don't feel bad about getting rid of my mom's shit.
No.
What's more she going to do with it?
Right? No, it's more the guilt of like, oh, there could have been things that I was going
thousands
to do.
Thousands of dollars worth.
Yeah.
53 hats. You sell a hat for $5.
Yeah. But still.
That's a good chunk of change right there. And that was one bag out of like 17.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, it's just an incredible amount of craft.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of dollars worth. And I'm just like, well, time to let you go, buddy.
Yep.
Because I can't handle dealing with you.
Yep.
Yeah.
So. Put the good effort in. But also,
yeah.
it's not, like, doing anyone any good.
Mm-mm.
Sitting in your basement.
It's really not. So
hopefully this way it will
yeah,
make someone
will,
happy.
They will take the finished crafts and the, mm-hmm. the balls of yarn and the styrofoam heads. I have a garbage bag full of just styrofoam heads that she used for display purposes.
Yeah.
It's a little creepy, but also kind of cool.
Right.
And they'll just take all of it and they'll make it go away.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like when we moved and I was like looking at the pile of stuff in our basement that we had to go through and sort through. And I like was just kind of on a mental breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
And then I called a junk hauling service and they made it all disappear.
So good.
And my life got so much better.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
You were just going to take care. I could
it's
throw.
It's the crafting right? version
yeah.
of you got junk.
Like, we started with a bagster and we're just going to do it ourselves. And then we filled up the Bagster, and we had hardly made a dent, and we're just like, yeah. Just hire someone.
Yeah. When mom died, my aunt hired the got junk people, and she mm-hmm. didn't have to. She was being nice.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's not her house. It's not under her name. And she doesn't have to do any of this. No. But yeah, she got some got junk people. And she had so much shit, still left in her house after I took all the crafting bullshit.
Yep.
They filled an entire got junk dumpster trailer, thing yeah. of yeah. Dune. Yeah, like the big ones. Mm. And they were like, well, that's what you paid for. And she went, no, you filled that. Fuck it. Yep. And the rest of it just got left because she already yeah. went above where she needed
to. I threw money at this problem. I've thrown enough money at this problem.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, should we maybe take a break?
I think we should do that.
Let's take a break.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, Apropos of Nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm Jenna.
I'm still Raiderly, and I'm still here. And I don't know how you do this.
We've been doing it for a decade, and we don't know how we do it.
Inertia.
Sheer Newtonian physics. Basically what
it is. I had somebody ask, like, you've been doing this for how long? How do you keep doing it? I'm like, you show up at the same place every week. That's that's really it.
And the equipment's
there. It's all about consistency.
Yep.
Like, once you take 1 week off,
mm-hmm.
it's easier to take the next week mm-hmm. off, and then mm-hmm. you just fall into this. Well, maybe we'll do every other. Nope. Consistency. Whatever your schedule is, you keep to that schedule.
Yep. Consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Are you mashed potato consistency? Or more of like...
Lumpy or creamy?
Always lumpy.
Skin on, yes. Lots of garlic.
That was like the most married thing we have ever done. Oh my God.
I'm so glad I was here to witness that. I also agree with the always lumpy.
Yeah, you see they've always got those like kitchen like makeover ones where they're like, they've got the creamiest mashed potatoes and they like show them making these mashed potatoes until they're just like the consistency of like
Malt-o-meal. Yeah.
That's weird. That's exactly what I was going for.
We're not married.
No.
We're pseudo siblings. We're
just,
not married.
It's just like they make this super, super creamy mashed potatoes and it's just like a soup. And I'm just like, no. Why? No.
I do like me a creamy mashed potato too. I just like mashed potatoes in general. But I like
potatoes.
I like them with texture.
Yes. I like the homemade quality.
I like the Prades.
Yep. Prades. All the way.
Prades all the way.
Part of a small but important group.
Now I need to make some Prades.
Yeah, me too.
Ugh. I need to teach Joe how to make them.
Ooh, Joe.
He loves cooking.
Well.
What?
And Joe? I do cooking out of necessity.
Yes.
And sometimes as a hosting thing. And that's mm-hmm. really...
So you just need to give him all of the recipes you want made.
Yes.
That's kind of what Raiderly does with baked goods.
I can bake, though.
No, like, I know you can. Like, I know you can bake. Look,
I can make Prades, but I don't want to.
Yeah. But if she looks at me and says... Yeah, but sticky toffee pudding is tough to make, and then I'm like, well, challenge accepted.
Excellent.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I could get Salsa to do these things, too, if I said it that way.
Probably.
Yeah.
A baking challenge. What do you say?
Exactly.
Mm. Oh, it requires a strange pan and like 20 million steps.
God, you're getting me hard just talking about
it.
And this is why I don't come on the podcast.
Remember that conversation we were having in the break about being 12-year-olds?
I know what I said.
And now we know how you can stay married to Salsa.
Right?
We're back, right?
Yeah, yeah, okay. We already did all of that. We're just being 12-year-olds on the internet.
Sure.
Right
just
now.
Making sure. It's time for Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Nice.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from...
me!
Still me, but now with fanfare. I wrote it. Yay! This is actually my first Fast Five that I've ever contributed.
What?
Really?
Right? I usually avoid this podcast like the plague. Not because I don't love you all.
Yeah,
but...
no, you should. Like, the less you're into it, the better.
Yeah, but... yeah. Gives us boundaries, space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no. Yeah, it's important.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so I gave you a Fast Five today. Yay! Mm-hmm.
Oh, yep. Wait.
Oh, yeah.
As is my due.
It goes on.
It goes on
uncomfortably
forever.
Long.
Yeah, no, like, I like it.
It is uncomfortable applause, mm-hmm. which is why I love that button so much.
Yes. It's a good button.
Radley has done this old school. She sent me two emails.
One email with just the context.
Yep.
The other email. Wait.
I didn't know there was a form.
No, it's fine. Is there a theme to these that we should know? Or opening
I
thoughts?
I mean, you'll figure
opening
it out.
You'll figure it out. Oh, shit. That's ominous.
You give us a lot of credit.
You'll figure it out.
Oh, God.
All right. Question number one. Sweet or sour?
Sweet. I like my sweets.
Sweet. I have a sweet tooth.
If I was going to make lemonade, I want it super sweet. If I'm going to make a tea, I want it super sweet. Although it wouldn't be sour. It'd be like more bitter if it wasn't sweet. But like... if we're talking like hard candy... I would rather have, like, a Jolly Rancher than sour whatever, Sour Patch Kid. Mm-hmm. Is that still a thing?
Oh, they're definitely still a thing. Kids love them. Which is interesting because, so, like, kids really like sour things.
Mm.
Apparently, it's just, like, way because taste buds, you know, grow.
Mm. Right.
And then die off as we get older, which is why we like things differently. And they evolve. But not so much die off, it's just evolve. So, like, kids apparently like sour is something that really... does it for them in their taste bud realm, along with sweet.
Okay.
But it's just really interesting that that goes away a little bit as they get older. So, like, Sour Patch Kids or whatever are super popular amongst children a lot of the time. But, like, as you get to be adult, they wane.
I've always been a sweet person. In taste buds, not necessarily in personality.
Thank you.
But okay. Yeah.
I wasn't going to say anything. But
no, that's you can.
I've known you my entire life. So, no, but I also...
I quote-unquote babysat you.
You did quote-unquote.
By virtue of being a few years older.
Yeah. And
that's all it really takes.
Right.
Yeah,
like, don't let them die.
That was it. That was you're babysitting now. I'm like, they're only a few years younger than me. Like, nope, you're babysitting. You're in charge. Shit.
Why?
It's less babysitting and more you're the designated shouter if something is going wrong.
I mean, that's really what it was.
Yes.
Absolutely, that's what it was.
But, you know, but I'm weird in that, like, I don't like sweet things that much until I want a sweet thing, and then I really want a sweet thing, like two of them, and then I'm done.
Joe does the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Very specifically, Cadbury cream eggs.
I want one of them ever a year. Like, that's it. But that's,
But, like, he doesn't want sweet things in general.
Mm-hmm.
Although Milky Way Midnight,
delicious.
I've accidentally gotten him addicted.
Ha!
But, like, yeah, aside from that, like, he's just like, I got him a 4-pack of Cadbury cream eggs this year. And, like, he had two right away, and he was like, that's, oof.
Yep.
Oh, buddy. And then 2 weeks later, he's like, you still got those eggs.
hey man, you got them eggs?
Got them eggs? I need the cranberry cream.
The over saccharine sweetness is just too much. But give me sweet and salty together, and I will go through a bag of that.
I will take the saccharine sweet. I will take the salty sweet. I'll take the sour sweet so long as it's on the sweeter side.
Mm-hmm.
Like a sour apple Jolly Rancher is still way more sweet than it is sour.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
This is true.
But I will.
But like a bag of like the yogurt covered pretzels or something like that.
That is so much things I can't have.
Oh, sure, but I'm just
I don't even know if I've ever had it.
Or honestly. Or the like the caramel Chex Mix are kind of my travel food.
I also cannot handle salty sweet. I hate the fact that sea salt is on caramel, because caramel is like the one sweet thing I love and crave occasionally. But they put sea salt on every caramel thing now, and I'm like, but I just want caramel. I hate salt on my caramel.
Mm.
I hate salt in general, actually. So I'm one of those weird people. Salsa insists I'm a super taster. I will say I just don't like as much salt as everyone else.
You got to have some of those, the seaweed things.
Yes.
That I brought up.
Which I loved.
They're pretty salty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They are.
But they're a very specific kind of salty. Because it's got, like, the underlying, umami.
Yeah.
The briny.
Yes. Yeah.
Which I love pickles and stuff, too. So, you know, which has a ton of salt in it.
So you just need, your salt to be accompanied with a chaperone.
Yes.
All right.
100%.
That's fair.
Needs to be doing some work, not just like salting things to make salt taste happen.
Yeah, a salt lick is right out.
Mm-hmm, nope.
Yeah, all right.
Unless I've been real sweaty at Fest and then
pickles.
Bring on the salt lick.
Yeah, that moment where you're like, I want salt. Oh, shit. That's not a good sign.
Yes. All right.
Question number two. Tangy or tart?
That is a good question, depending on the context.
Yeah. What is the what is tangy?
Tangy, I think of as more of like a ginger tangy, like not spicy, but it's just got a like tang to it, a little zing, a little.
I would never have put ginger as tangy in my mind.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Because for me, ginger is very spicy.
Oh, see, I don't think of it as spicy. Like, jalapenos are spicy.
Ginger is spicy.
But it's a spice.
Yeah. I mean, it's technically... there are many things that are technically spices that aren't spicy.
Yeah.
Black pepper is not spicy. I don't care how Minnesotan you are. You shut your whore mouth. That's not a thing. Not. Shut up.
Yes. No, I can handle jalapeno heat, but I don't like ginger. So I wouldn't have thought of ginger as being tangy, but I can see where you're going with it.
Yeah. No, yeah. I consider that a bit tangy. What do you guys consider tangy? Because, tart.
Usually I'm something...
automatically going, like, sweet tarts, the thing that just... right citrusy? In your mouth kind of thing.
Yeah, it makes your mouth citrus? Pucker up a little bit.
Yeah. I can see citrus being tangy. Yeah. All right.
See, I'm thinking of, like, a green apple would be tart. Sour cherry. That's kind of what I'm thinking of as tart.
As tart, sure.
Whereas tangy is more acidic. I would go with the lemon, kind of citrus. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
All right. I mean, I suppose tang is orange.
Ish flavors. Well,
there you go.
Orange esque.
Definitive.
All right. Well, I brought in the evidence. Here we are.
Yeah, yep.
So I would.
Given those, I'm much more of a berry person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so when you're talking about the cherries and the berries and the all of that, like the more tart aspects of things, I think I would probably go more tart in that sense. I'm not a huge citrus person, which is a shame because I can actually have citrus. Right. I like mojitos, and so there's lime in that, but, like, there's also a lot of sugar, so...
Back to the sweet comments.
And the lemonade thing.
Yeah.
Like, I like lemonade, but, like, really, I like the sugar and also some lemon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which makes the sugar sweeter, because...
Right. So, yeah, I'm going to go tart.
I really want a custard tart now.
See, I have some sour cherries up in the fridge that I want to use in old-fashioned later. So,
ooh. I'm going tart.
All right.
All right.
Two tarts.
Wait, what were you?
I'm generally tangy.
Okay.
Cool. Two tarts and a tangy. A tangy and two tarts.
Mm-hmm. Two tarts and a tang.
That sounds dirty.
Awkward. Yes, it does. Question number three. Viscous or gelatinous?
Why?
Gelatinous, because viscous just doesn't sound appealing.
See, I'm thinking honey, which I fucking love me some honey.
Oh, I adore
honey. Hey,
Troy,
how you doing? honey and molasses, like...
But oysters are also viscous, and...
Really? I would think of oysters as gelatinous.
Really? Mm-hmm. I would think they were viscous. Or gelatinous, I'm thinking more of, like, Jell-O. Well, or a custard. Or, like...
I think, like, for me, gelatinous has more solid form overall. Like, it can hold its solid form.
Yeah.
Until you give it a little bit too much heat. But, like, overall, room temperature, relatively solid.
Whereas viscous runs.
Yeah.
Viscous is, especially if it's very viscous, it's a nice slow run. Mm-hmm. Like a hollandaise can be viscous.
Yes. Oh, which sounds good delicious right
viscous
now.
Gravy. Oh my God, I'd rather have viscous gravy than jelly gravy.
But a good viscous gravy will become gelatinous.
It will eventually. This is true.
And then you can heat up the gelatinous, that'll become viscous. And
it becomes viscous, again.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So the element of running, I think, is really the big difference between the two.
Yeah. I mean, I know the context of this one, so I'm not going to vote.
Right. You're going to wait for us to go first. Yeah. I'm going viscous. There are more viscous things that I appreciate in the world. Please don't die. That would be really awkward for the podcast. Which is what I care about. Yeah?
Honey versus jam. Viscous or gelatinous?
I mean, I'd still go honey. Jam? See, jelly I think of is gelatinous. Mm-hmm. Jam, I don't necessarily.
Oh, I would call jam it gelatinous.
All right.
All of the preserves.
Sure.
Would be more gelatinous. They would hold their shape.
Okay. So what are you going with salsa?
What do you put on your pancakes? Syrup or jam?
I like both in turn. I also put honey on mine, but actually
I put honey on it if it's like
I put honey in the batter
based. I also put honey in it if it's corn based. So you know.
Yeah, no.
You've had my cornbread.
I put honey in my pancake batter. I'm going gelatinous.
Like here's the thing: I'm going viscous almost 100% of the time.
Okay,
but if it is. Syrup versus jam. I love jam on some pancakes.
Mm-hmm. Angry. Mm-hmm. Prefer jam.
I'm angry with the context that I came up that may or may not be. And possibly isn't even, probably isn't, odds are.
Yeah.
But I think I'm gonna hold on to viscous. As long as it'll let me.
Can you hold on to viscous?
For a little bit.
Isn't that like the point of viscous?
Like, you know, even if it's very slowly moving out of my hand, I'm holding it for a bit, so.
Question number four.
Grilled or broiled?
Joe makes so many good grilled things.
Mm-hmm.
Almost especially fish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Although, most of the time he pan fries, so meh. For fish, because fish. Chicken, grilled. Well, most things I prefer grilled.
Yeah, I would say grilled most of the time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I will say, like, we grilled chicken tonight. It was delicious.
Yes, it was.
I
don't know what you marinated that in, but it was real.
It was marinated in the leftover liquid from when I did candied jalapenos.
That sounds
the best hack.
Lovely.
That's fantastic.
Because we're making candied jalapenos, has lots of garlic and vinegar and sugar and mustards in it, but you take the jalapenos out of it and you don't really use the liquid when you're canning it.
Yeah.
So much, you always have leftover liquid afterwards. So it's got also the jalapeno kind of essence in it.
Very nice.
So save
done.
That shit in a jar and put it in the fridge.
Yeah.
And then just let some chicken soak in that for a day. Oh, it's so good.
That was real good. Yeah. We had chicken tacos with that and it was real, real tasty.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Well, question number five. You're the one that always...
It's funny when I do it.
I concur.
I killed him.
You did? Okay. Would you like me to read it?
I was going to say, I hope you have a good life insurance policy.
We do, actually. That's where half his paycheck goes.
I should have done this sooner, is what you're saying. Oh, okay.
Baked or fried?
I like fried potatoes.
See, I love
fried potatoes.
Love a good baked potato, but frying things is so much fun and also delicious.
I love potato in all of its forms. I don't think I've met a potato I don't like.
Mm.
Also true.
But baked potato, although still good, is overall my least favorite potato.
Oh, interesting.
Like if we're talking a proper baked potato. Now I like you get the small wedges that you bake.
Mm-hmm.
Like baking a potato like
the JoJo's?
Yeah. Ooh, JoJo fries are good.
See, our friends had a baked potato bar at their wedding. And that was phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, it's no taco bar, but
No.
But a loaded baked potato is just it's lots of butter and lots of sour cream.
Yeah, hungry. See, those are things I shouldn't have.
I know Jenna. But I can.
That's fair. Although, I will do that if I need to eat a baked potato. Right. I will load that fucking shit up.
Yep.
Sprinkle all of the cheese on that and just pay for it later. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Mm. So did you get the theme yet, by the way? It's all kind of food-oriented.
Oh, look at that.
I mean, I kind of went with food, but I don't have a specific food theme.
I don't see a theme beyond
that's
that.
The, well,
beyond
the
food.
Okay.
Just food.
I like fried chicken more
they're
than
all, like, descriptors.
Baked chicken.
No, that's
for food.
Oh, I like me some fried chicken.
Fried chicken is good.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Whenever I find an excuse to get the deep fryer out, I will. And my wife rolls her eyes at me. But I do love getting out the fryer.
Yeah. But you hate fried chicken.
I love fried chicken.
Like it better than baked.
Yes. Well, you hate any chicken that has bones in it still.
I don't
still,
like chicken.
So you don't like
in
chicken.
In general.
Yes.
I like chicken breast.
So Joe works at a chicken shack, right?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like bones.
Yeah. Interesting.
So this is completely wasted on him, mm-hmm. as far as I can tell. Like, sometimes he'll bring me back home some wings.
Right.
So I'm still fine. But, like, he's just like, bones.
Yep.
I knew I liked him.
I don't understand either of you.
Right. There's something about just ripping the flesh off of a bone.
Mm-hmm.
So deliciously visceral.
Content warning for all the vegetarian and vegan listeners out there.
They have met us at this point. They know.
This is no... Right. Yeah.
No, I...
Yeah. We've had a content warning on here since episode one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go fried. Frying. Mm-hmm. Like, I can make donuts.
Oh.
I can make...
You can, and yet you
dogs.
Never do.
That's because you won't, like, let me get the fryer out that often.
You could make me donuts.
I could make you donuts more often.
You definitely could. I wouldn't be sad. And, you know, like...
We do have to make wontons.
Yes.
We've got the wonton shells, wrappers.
And wrappers.
And
whatever they're called.
I mean, I would love some Scotch eggs.
Oh, fuck. Scotch eggs are so good, but man, are they work.
Yeah, they really are. But also delicious.
But also delicious.
Mm-hmm. Just saying. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Scotch eggs. Mm-hmm.
You pull out the fryer, you let me know. Mm-hmm. Salsa pulls out the fryer, you let me know.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
I honestly, it's the breading. Whenever I have to bread anything.
I don't like breading things.
Like, I chicken parmesan, delicious. I have to bread things, and I don't like that. Because you get the egg on there, and then you get it in the breadcrumbs, and then the breadcrumbs clump up because there's egg in there, and then it's just a mess of clumpy breadcrumbs.
Right.
I think you're doing this wrong.
I'm probably doing it wrong because nobody else seems to have a problem when I can't do it either. I watch cooking shows and they're like, and then you put this the flour and then the egg and then the breadcrumbs and you do this and then you do the next one and the next one and the next one, and I do it and like immediately my hands are covered in sticky breadcrumbs and I don't know how they do it.
Falls off of the chicken breast if you're trying to do like a breaded chicken breast. It just falls off and you're like, why? No, I agree. I have problems with breading, too. This is why I have a job.
Yeah, exactly.
I need to make the corn dogs for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
And myself. Ooh. And also for myself and the kids.
I like corn dogs.
And you too, I guess.
Huh. Mm-hmm. And now we witness the end of the marriage.
Right? We hit peak, and now it's done.
Yeah.
We peaked.
Oh. Oh, no, wait. No, no, that, not that one. Don't look at that one. Don't look at that one.
Oh, God.
Mark is on red. Okay.
What did you do?
Salsa's just breaking the entire system.
Mm-hmm. I looked at the next Fast Five, but I didn't read it. I didn't read it. I closed it. I marked it as unread. I didn't read it.
You wouldn't remember next week anyway. It doesn't matter.
It's true.
Who are you? Question number one.
I hope you recognize at least one of us.
You will later.
Question number one.
Sweet or sour? Which is the better candy genre?
Aha! Did it?
Yep. Sweet.
Yeah, yep. I'm sweet, sweet, sweet.
Sour.
Milky Way Midnight.
I have a sweet
tooth. I mean, I do like a Milky Way Midnight.
Milky Way Midnight, I feel like, is the perfect fucking candy bar. Mm. Mostly because I can eat it.
Yeah, I mean,
but mostly. Like, I shouldn't for certain aspects, but overall, like, nougat, fine. Mm-hmm. Caramel. Dark chocolate has less milk than milk chocolate. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if I'm going to do it.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
So.
Just saying.
Mm. All right. Question number two, tangy or tart? Which would you rather have somebody use as an adjective for you?
Yes.
Wouldn't tart be a noun?
No, I mean, you could be tart. Or, yes, that's why I said an adjective, not a noun.
Jenna's a tart.
I'm the noun.
Yes, you are, Jenna. You are a noun.
I would go tart as an adjective to describe a person seems negative. Mm-hmm. Whereas tangy,
I don't know, man. Sometimes you can be pretty tart.
Sure, but tangy seems exciting.
Like, it does seem exciting.
Tart, I feel, yes. That's
that person's tangy.
Has a more negative connotation in tart. Like, more like, you're a tart personality. Sounds like puckered lips and...
Yeah.
Right. She was, you know, if she's being... Not being a tart, but being tart.
Yeah.
Sure. Then I get, like, old auntie lady who is judging you about all things.
I am an old auntie lady that is judging
Standoffish.
You.
Standoffish. Mm.
Well, then I require you to start wearing collars that button up around your neck.
Nope.
And a shawl.
I'll wear the shawl.
And the hat with the single flower sticking up.
I mean, you have a very different picture of this person than I do.
Look, I'm already the smoking auntie. Right. Like, thinking I feel of, like I'm halfway there. I'm
thinking of like the nannies in Mary Poppins.
Yeah, I guess the singular flower like dripping over is not...
It's very Amelia Bedelia.
You keep saying things like they have meaning.
I am quoting you on that on Facebook. Raiderly to Salsa. You keep saying things like they have meaning. Please give me permission for this one.
Permission granted.
Whereas the things I don't say apparently have a shit ton of meaning.
I don't know that that was the implication.
No. That's just reality.
Interesting.
Sure.
See?
Viscous or gelatinous? Which is the better honorific for a kid's superhero villain? Viscous.
I mean,
I feel like gelatinous.
There is a gelatinous cube.
Yes.
So I'm thinking,
your royal viscousness.
Ooh.
But like the gelatinous, you know, the gelatinous blob from beyond the two seas or something like that.
Where is the viscous lord of the deep?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
No, I like viscous better.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I'd rather have as a villain.
Fair.
I want my lackeys to come up to me and, "Your royal viscousness."
Yes.
Your lackeys are ridiculous. Oh, your lackeys have that voice, huh?
Well, I mean, if you're going to have a kid's superhero and you're the lord, you know, the viscous, then they're gremlins or trolls or goblins or something like that.
Fair.
They're stunted and they're scrabbling up with their hunched back. Good lord! The adventurers have reached our gates!
Wow.
Your royal viscousness!
See, there it was. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry.
All I wanted. Mm-hmm. Just don't let it happen again. All right?
A thousand apologies. I shall have the torturer whip me as penance.
You please. See to that.
Please don't. Thank you, sire.
Yes. We should turn him into goo. Gelatinous goo.
Gelatinous goo?
We should turn him to gelatinous goo.
Seems off-brand for the viscous one, but I will take it to whatever Lord Viscous says I shall accede to.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
My scrabbling claw has chipped.
Oh, no.
It is all impediment of you, good sire.
All right, read the next one.
No, wait, I'm fleshing this character out now.
I think you've fleshed this character more than necessary.
My question number 5. Baked or fried?
Oh, we missed goddamn. Grilled or broiled.
Oh, did grilled or broiled, yes.
You missed 4.
I don't know what I'm doing anymore. Here, you read it.
All right.
Grilled or broiled. Which best describes you after a day at the beach?
Actually, probably broiled. I tend to... Actually, my Facebook memories reminded me that a year ago today I got severely sunburned.
Mm-hmm.
But that usually only happens once a year.
Yeah.
Then I'm just like...
Yes.
So.
I feel... Generally broiled, yes. But, like, grilled if I am... got too much sand on me.
Sure. I can see that. It's also like, what is this beach that you're talking about?
Outside?
Right? What?
Yeah, I spend my time in the water or the shade. Like, I have to answer one. I would go... Broil?
You need water to broil. Mm-hmm. So.
I guess.
No, that's boil. Broil.
Well, broil still has a little bit of water, doesn't it?
No, it's underneath, like, it's.
I mean, I know you've got the broiler, but, like,
yeah, no, you usually broil just is, a little is bit direct of water heat in there from above.
Oh. Or below. The broiler can technically be below, but.
Also, I suppose.
Most of the time they're above.
What's the difference between that? Oh, God. I have to go re-examine my life.
Right. Sorry for getting.
Wait, this was the trigger for that?
Yes.
We could have done this so long ago.
Semantics. I gotta go. Sorry. Semantics is usually the trigger for that.
Mm. Right.
Question number 5. Baked or fried? The better version of a potato chip.
Fuck. Mm-hmm. I love both kinds of potato chips.
Right?
What are Pringles?
They're baked.
Are they baked?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Because I like the Lay's Classic, and I also like the Lay's Baked.
Mm-hmm.
The Lay's Baked are amazing. Phenomenal.
I prefer a baked potato chip at this point.
I honestly do as well.
It just depends on my mood.
I feel like younger me had a different opinion, but like older me prefers the baked ones.
I've been
a Pringles guy since the beginning. Mm-hmm. I'm not as big on chips. Bradley knows this.
Yeah. Getting snacks for him is hard.
The fried Old Dutch has a very specific nostalgic value for me.
Yes. Like, the ruffled Old Dutch potato chips have a very nostalgic place in my heart.
Right. The caveat to this is going to be corn chips. Fritos. Yeah, Fritos.
Fritos are corn chips. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fritos are definitely... Those are fried, right?
I have no idea. I would actually assume baked.
I really don't know either.
Hmm.
I feel like they might be baked.
We... To the Googles!
To the internet!
Tell us, so internet, what shall we learn?
Yeah. Mostly, I like chips. I don't generally crave chips, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just like them.
I like... chips in general, honestly, they're like
dill pickle chips. Fritos are fried.
Oh.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
Dill pickle chips. They're my favorite. Plain potato chips, I hate. Those I'll ignore.
What about tortilla chips? Those are fried, right?
Yeah, tortilla chips are fried.
Yeah.
And I do love me a tortilla chip.
Love me some tortilla chips.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with, there's a specific fresh salsa thing that you can get. Not that fresh salsa, but like an actual salsa that is made fresh. Stop getting fresh with me. Gross. But
this one they don't let me on.
They have a specific one at Cub that is like freshly made in the deli section area.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
You just get me some tortilla chips. Like, yeah.
I'll leave that for hours.
Like blue corn tortilla chips, and I'm just like,
So good. All the way.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna lean fried.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, go ahead and go to aonpodcast.com, click on the Submit a Fast Five link, fill out the form, and click Submit. You're done!
Yay, it's the form!
It's that easy. Does anybody have a shout-out?
I want to give a shout-out to Freelisting, because fuck yes.
Bang. Yeah! Yes.
It just made my 100%. Goddamn morning. I love it. I like... I'm still a bit frugal in my old age, but like also I like the idea of not contributing more junk to the planet than we already have, which is quite a fucking bit of it.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you get a hit on by a young man. So free listing.
Bonus.
Absolutely shout out for that. I think it's great. It's good community building and it's good, yeah, all around.
100%. Love it. I'm on summer break, so I got nothing. And
shout out to summer break!
Fuck yeah.
Yay, summer break!
All right.
Wait.
We'll wait. It deserved every moment of that.
Absolutely. I feel like it deserved five of it, but I'm not sitting through all of that, right? So.
Yeah.
I'm going to give my shout out to internet access.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
I'm not giving my shout out to our internet company. Because even though they give us internet access, fuck them. Because...
Yeah, I still haven't heard the full story on that. I don't know if I want to.
Don't bring it up.
Okay. Raiderly, we'll hang out a little bit after this. And
chit-chat.
Guess what? Xfinity sucks anus. But yeah,
they internet. Don't listen to having, this, it doesn't
having internet is a
They're
good thing.
They're always listening.
Creepy.
They listen in. You suck anus.
I mean, like, consensually, or...?
No. Oh. No, nobody's consenting to Xfinity.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. But on a better note, we have internet access. Hooray.
Yeah.
Yay!
And everyone is happy and healthy, and I'm on summer break.
Yay!
That's really the big takeaway here.
I'm not going to play the applause button again. I almost did, and I was like, nah.
It's okay.
Does anybody have anything to plug?
I do have a couple of things I would like to plug. I will be at Convergence.
Oh, that thing's coming
up. Which is only a couple of weeks away.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
I know. I'm like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. So, yeah, a few weeks away. On Friday, July 7th, I only have a couple of things. Friday, July 7th at 5:30 p.m., I will be doing glasses and spectacles. That is one part storytelling, one part challenge show. Where I make storytellers try to recount their stories while doing ridiculous challenges.
Nice.
Can you tell a story while standing on one foot? Harder than you think.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do a story while drawing a picture? Solving an algebra equation. Balancing something on your head.
Yes.
These are all possible challenges that you could see. So if you will be at Convergence, definitely do that. And then I'm also going to be... Saturday at 8, 8:30, I will be on a panel, which I'm rarely on panels, so that's a thing, creating a one-person show.
Ooh.
So I will be on that panel with, Zachary Charles Stewart, Scott Kiever, Philip Andrew Bennett Lowe, Ariel Pinkerton, also me. I'm at the end because young.
You signed up for that.
I did. So, yeah, come to the panel if you're interested in doing one-person shows or want to hear about the pitfalls of doing one-person show. That might be the better reason to show up. Mm. But, yeah, and those are the only things I am for sure committed to as far as, like, scheduled time slot type stuff. So,
yeah.
That's it.
Yay.
I have nothing to plug.
I also have nothing to plug.
Oh my god.
Because I'm on summer break. Fuck yeah.
Yeah!
Wait, you're on break now? This is the first I've heard of this.
I'm on summer break now. Fuck yeah.
Wait, are you on summer break?
As of this morning.
Yes.
Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye, bye, love you, bye.
Okay, thank you all. This was fun. It'll be 5 more years when I'm back again.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who has been listening to this. Thank you so very much to our special guest and our Fast Five submitter, my wife.
Your wife, yes.
Basically, I carried this show. Thank you. Well, you're very welcome.
Oh, thank God somebody had to. You're right.
We're
usually just James either, so I'm here. Confused. Yeah.
It's a group effort. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
I want to blame you, and normally I do blame you, but I...
Just go ahead.
I'm pretty sure this is actually my fault.
Oh, shit.
We've got it on tape.